Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movement for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin sale pro.
Show,
they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black gone, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, that be standing there like they paralyzed, ha. We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth a crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, and that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police departments to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prisons. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
It's going to be some stuff you're going to see that's going to make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you got to keep your sense of humor. You got to be able to smile through all this bullshit.
Here's a message to the newborns, waiting to breathe. If you believe, then you can achieve. Just
just look at me. Against all odds, though life is hard, we carry on. Living in the projects, broke with no lights on. To all the seeds that follow me, protect your essence. Born with less, but you still precious. Just smell for me now. Praises I run, and I can walk through the days of the dust. I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer. Have you ever seen a nigga who was strong in the game? Overlooking his tomorrows, and it finally came. Look back on childhood for a reason, I'm still feeling. Turning circles in my ninth grade, dealing cocaine. Too many houses in my local life, vibe is strange. And a man without a focus life, driving insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed. But when I focus on reality, we broken and changed. Had a dream of living wealthy and making it big. Over football, chose to cook raw and taking it big. And after all, my mama's thanking God for blessing a child. All my mama got to do now is collect it and smile. Smile. Straight shot, bullets be hot, they burning, inhale the germ smoke, visualize the flames, well I've been smothered by my own pain, strange witches, cowards conversate, so quick to dip it, taking pictures for the feds and desperate hopes they get it, hit us all, give us plenty centuries, forgive my sins, since I ain't at many penitentiaries, the best revenge, fuck friends, we military minded soldiers, busting shot blindly, trying to find Jehovah, to help me, somebody save me, lost and crazy. Drop a seed, hoping I ain't cursed my baby. Maybe now niggas feel me now. Picture my pain, embrace my words, make the world change. But still I smell, nigga.
And now a moment of silence. Let us pray. And as you journey into outer space, may the angels help to lead the way. May the prayers that our families make shine upon your soul and keep it safe. And all the homies that have passed away is there to greet you as you pass the gate. And as you head to the tunnel's light, I hope it leads to eternal life. We save a prayer for the homie Pop.
I'm about to drop in the fuel. Think if I call it the grand, The people gon' call it the truth. I ain't really trip on the credit. I just paid all of my dues. I just respected the game. Now my name all in the news. Trippin' on all of my moves. Quote me on this, got a lot more to prove. Remember I came in this bitch. Fresh out the county with nothing to lose.
Don't listen to nothing. No. On the ground, oh. You. But I don't do this shit for nothing. No, no, no. Not at all. You. But my money real.
You never rest. Passing through stages of life, through the ups and the downs, like it's all just another test. Led by the bruise like a fucking rest. I got respect in 100 sets. Too many tanks need another test. Glad no games if it wasn't chess. Come from that cloth that you couldn't stretch. Come from that surface you couldn't test. Heavily pressured and under stress. Even though niggas ain't sure we was a mess. Honest as hell, playing to the left. Judge a young nigga by their chest. That's just no option, what they expect. Only thing we knew for sure is the main set. Fuck living basic, I'm taking risks. Fuck what they saying, I'm saying this. Don't waste some time, it don't make you rich. It don't mean nothing, so fuck them, let's make a grip. Double up, triple up, make assists. Ballin' so hard, you can play a bitch. Lead to the lake if they wanna fish. Make sure them niggas around you stick to the script. This should be written in stone. You should come visit my zone. Don't take my word, double check all of my flows. Ask them how hustle got on, but fuck what you heard. This for who walked down that road. Sold everything, but they stole. Straight off the curb. Real niggas rich as you nerds. Address to whom and make it stone.
Don't do this for nothing. No.
Controlled by the white man and the people. people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate?
No more bondage, no more political monsters, no more secret space launches. Government departments started it in the projects, material objects, thousands up in the closets. Could have been invested in the future for my comrades. Battle contacts, primitive weapons out in combat. Many never come back, pretty niggas be running with gas. Rather get shot in they back than fire back. We're tired of that, corporations hiring blacks. Denying the facts, exploiting us all over the map. That's why I write the shit I write in my rap. It's documented, I meant it. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe in it. It's more than just fucking believe in it. I'm holding in ones, rolling up my sleeves and shit. It's C-Lo for push-ups now, many headed for one conclusion. Niggas ain't ready for revolution.
The average black male, live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate? We living in a police state.
Hit you bitches from the back. You gon' be dead just like I. A tear drop. Stay in it, all you bitches. It's your boy, let me see the
badass. Stay with me. Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
Without that badge, you a bitch in the head, nigga.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
Without that badge, you a bitch in the head, nigga.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
Black power, black power, black power. You are listening to the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense nightly broadcast. Coming to you live here in the belly of the beast in America KKK. Sending a special shout out to all of our people listening and all of the many countries in the beautiful mother continent of Africa. As we know you are listening tonight in this late night hour, Black Power salute to everyone. We also want to send a shout out to all of our people in South America, Central America, and in the Caribbean islands that are listening to our broadcast tonight. Shouts out to the comrades and brothers and sisters in the UK, Canada, in every part of the planet where you're listening. And last and certainly not least, to our brothers and sisters right here in the belly of the beast in America, KKK, we send you a Black Power salute. Tonight's broadcast is going to be a very interesting and dynamic broadcast. This first hour, we played a few, you know, clips on the music to get our blood pumping. And today we're doing a joint operation with some comrades that on the OC the Great YouTube channel, OC the Great TV, that is, in which we are raising funds for Otha Wallace, Brother Ozone. Brother Ozone, Brother Otha Wallace, is currently being held in Daytona Beach, Florida, in Volusia County. He is facing a very, very major charge. He is accused of killing an officer, in which we believe our brother was, the situation occurred, and I firmly believe, and I can speak and say without a doubt, whatever would have occurred would have been in self-defense, because our brother was sitting in his car, minding his own business in the back of his residence, in which he was unlawfully approached. And none of us know the facts of what happened besides Otho and whatever officers were on the scene. With that being said, there is a fundraiser that is going on that started at 12 noon today and will carry on until midnight. So our leg, myself, Krista Muhammad of the New Black Panther Party, and the other comrades of the Black Panther Party and our allies will be on live from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern, which is 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific. So what I'm going to do in the meantime, we're going to go live so you'll be able to hear us on the radio, and you'll also be able to check us out. Go to OC the Great TV, do OC the Great all in one, and then Space TV on YouTube to be able to tune in live. So what I'm going to do, I'm getting ready to play two clips. I'm going to play a nine-minute clip from Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad in regards to police brutality. Then I'm going to play a 29-minute clip from Kwame Ture. These are two of our great ancestors, great warrior ancestors, that is, who can give a very clear political perspective in the climate and environment in which we're living in. And yes, we would be remiss, and we would do a full show tomorrow where we will speak about what happened with the Rittenhouse case, in which the state once again let a vigilante killer, a white boy on the loose, a cracker, and kill our people who were demonstrating for justice for the brother Jacob Blake. So unfortunately, once again, the wicked racist system, government in this nation that we live in, has allowed another vigilante killer to be allowed to walk free. And that we would not, you know, let go by. But this broadcast was already scheduled in regards to Brother Ozone, so the show will go on. So without further ado, I want to play this clip from Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, and then we're going to play a clip from Kwame Ture leading into tonight's show on OC the Great. So at the 8 o'clock hour, Central, 9 o'clock hour, Eastern, 6 o'clock hour, Pacific, this broadcast will go live on YouTube as well. Black Powers.
In fact, you got to know what to do if you are stopped or arrested by these devils.
That's right. That's right.
You can't run off in the mouth where the devil gets you.
That's right.
You shut your mouth.
That's right.
You're a soldier.
That's right.
We're at war.
That's right.
We are a captured nation. We have been held in captivity for 400 years in fulfillment of the prophecy of the Bible that we would be in this condition. Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th verse. And when you are captured by your enemy, behind enemy lines, you only give name, rank, and
serious.
What do you give?
Name, rank, and serious.
That's your driver's license at best.
Right.
You ain't got that, that's your dog tag. If you don't have that, it's your ID card. Your New York ID card. Your Jersey ID card. That's your name, rank, and serious. Well, what about so-and-so? We're going to kill you, buddy. We're going to put you away, buddy, for life. You're really facing something serious here, guy. And they turn the lights on your temple. Let me have a while, Sergeant. You don't say nothing.
That's right.
Say, I'd like to see my attorney.
That's right.
Say, we're going to lock you up and keep you there. We're not going to feed you. We're not going to give you no phone call. We're not going to do nothing. You say, come on with it.
That's right.
Lock me up.
That's right.
I'm not making no statement on tape. I'm not making no statement on video. I'm not signing a goddamn. What did I say, God did? So once you sign it, God has him.
That's right.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
When you are stopped, when the devil approaches you and puts them with his funny sirens, they got to be a as soon as you hear that thing and see the light, if it's night, you drive it or whatever, if you can turn your light on in your car before they get out, you turn the light on in your car. Let them see inside of your car. That means you got to be clean. You can have nothing
right.
in your car you don't want them to see.
Right.
All right? Put your hands on the steering wheel so the thief can see your hands. When he approaches, they're nervous. They're scared of you. Because they know that the day is coming when you're going to wake up. They know the day is coming when you're going to do what you're supposed to do. They thought Central Park was that. They thought that we had organized pipe squads already and was taking them out one by one with the pipe squad. Well, there will come a time when the pipe squad will rise. Huh? All kind of squads will rise. We're going to make up for what has been done. By God's command, not by mine. Nobody will stand and give you orders.
That's right.
You'll have orders coming from a commander inside of you.
Right.
And you'll know when to move and you'll know what to do.
That's right.
And you'll kill everything white that ain't right that's in sight.
Right.
Yes, you will. That day is coming. Put your hands in clear view. The devil is nervous. Normally they pull their guns. But they're scared of you.
That's right.
Normally they come with many troops.
That's right.
Sometimes they call for backup before they stop.
That's right.
They won't get out. But they're scared of you.
That's
right. There. See your driver's license. You gotta handle this is a savage.
That's right.
This is a savage. So you gotta say to him, sir. My driver's license are in my coat pocket or in my jacket pocket. Or my driver's license are in my hip pocket, my back pocket. My driver's license are in the glove compartment. May I get it, sir? That ain't no punk. That's a soldier talking to another soldier behind enemy lines. And for the time being, the enemy soldier has the upper hand. And so you say it's in the glove compartment. I'll have to reach in the glove compartment and get it. I have no weapons in the glove compartment. And you slowly reach to open the glove compartment. You open the glove compartment. He's still scared. I will have to reach in the glove compartment to get my identification and registration. There is no weapon, I remind you.
That's right.
In the glove compartment. Would you shine your light?
Lord,
in the glove compartment before I reach in the glove compartment. The devil shines his light. You reach in slowly. Take it out. Get your license. Name, rank, and serial number. You give it to him. We have reason to suspect that you've been involved in a rape in Central Park. We have reason to believe that you so-and-so, and such and such. Don't you start talking.
That's right. That's right.
You don't say nothing.
That's right.
Because when he reads you Miranda, is that what they call it?
Yes,
you gotta write some ring silence, buddy. Anything you say might be held against you in the court of law. That cracker. And anything you don't say might be held against you. So you know anything you say is gonna be held against you. You don't say nothing. No information. Oh, nothing. Where you coming from? Sir, am I under arrest? Ma'am, am I under arrest? Where you going? Am I under arrest? If they say no, you say, sir, if I'm not under arrest, I'm not under obligation to answer any questions.
Right.
I'd
like to have my identification.
I'd like to have my identification and be on my way. If he says you're under arrest, I'd say, sir, what is the charge? You're charged with so and so and such and such. You want to talk about it, buddy? I'd like to see my attorney. If you're a minor, you say, I want to see my parents and my attorney.
Right.
Period. You keep saying that over and over and over. They'll try you every way they can. You tell them nothing.
Right.
I'm telling you. I'm not telling you to go out and beat white women in the head with pipes, but if you beat them in the head with the pipe, don't say nothing.
Go ahead.
If you kill them and leave them dead in the park, I'm not telling you to go and kill them and leave them dead in the park, but it's no more than what they've done to us. And if you kill them and leave them in the park, don't say nothing. Don't give up no information. Nothing. Then when they do their report, they'll do what they call creative report, right? They start lying on you. But don't you give them nothing that they can use against you. Why am I doing this? I want to cover this and cover this war back and forth between the two because somebody has to talk to you on this.
Right.
Somebody trains them on how to come after you. Somebody got to train you on how to deal with them when they come. You may not be at war, but you definitely in war. You just the only one ain't fighting. Your enemy is fighting you every day and every way. He wants to take as many young men off the street as he can.
You have the emergence in human society of this thing that's called the state. What is the state? The state is this organized bureaucracy. It is the police department. It is the army, the navy. It is the prison system, the courts, and what have you. This is the state. It is a repressive organization. But the state, and you, well, you know, you've got to have the police, because if there were no police, look at what you'd be doing to yourselves. You'd be killing each other if there were no police. But the reality is, the police become necessary in human society.
You know how we think, organize the hood under our Ching banners. Red, black, and green instead of gang bandanas. FBI spying on us through the radio antennas. And I'm hitting cameras in the streetlight watching society. With no respect for the people's right to privacy. I take a slug for the cause like Huey P. While all you fake niggas try to copy Master P. I wanna be free to live, able to have what I need to live. Bring the power back to the street. street where the people live. We sick of working for crumbs and filling up the prisons, dying over money and relying on religion for help. We do for self like ants in a colony, organize the wealth into a socialist economy, a way of life based off the common needs. And all my comrades is ready.
The controlled press, the white press, inflames the white public against Negroes. The police are able to use it to paint the Negro community as a criminal element. The police are able to use the press to make the white public think that 90% or 99% of the Negroes in the Negro community are criminals. And once the white public is convinced that most of the Negro community is a criminal element, then this automatically paves the way for the police to move into the Negro community, exercising Gestapo tactics, stopping any black man who is on the sidewalk, whether he is guilty or whether he is innocent, whether he is well-dressed or whether he is poorly dressed, whether he is educated or whether he is dumb, whether he's a Christian or whether he's a Muslim. As long as he is black and a member of the Negro community, the white public thinks that the white policeman is justified in going in there and trampling on that man's civil rights and on that man's human rights. Once the police have convinced the white public that the so-called Negro community is a criminal element, they can go in and question, brutalize, murder unarmed, innocent Negroes, and the white public is gullible enough to back them up. This makes the Negro community a police state. This makes the Negro neighborhood a police state. It's the most heavily patrolled. It has more police in it than any other neighborhood, yet it has more crime in it than any other neighborhood. How can you have more cops and more crime? Crime. It shows you that the cops must be in cahoots with the criminals.
Black power brothers and sisters, that was a clip from Dr. Khaled, followed by a clip from Malcolm X. I am in the process of trying to load a clip from Brother Kwame Ture, and how it was listed was a little bit different than what I thought it was when I started playing the clip as it started playing some music. For those of you who are listening right now, we are about to go live on the YouTube channel entitled O-C, the letter O, the letter C, The Great Space TV at the 9 p.m. Hour for the East Coast, and at the 8 p.m. hour for the Central Standard Time, and at the 6 p.m. hour for those who are listening Pacifically. For those who are part of the Panther Party or our allies that plan on coming onto the OC, the great program for the fundraising section that the New Black Panther Party is going to be doing, a link was sent out by text. You should have that link. So that's going to be in 21 minutes. We will be going live on OC The Great TV. For tonight, however, we are still doing our regular nightly broadcast, and it's going to be a joint broadcast between our radio broadcast as well as the OC The Great. So what I've been doing tonight, I played some music. I played a clip from Dr. Khaled. I played a clip from Malcolm X. And I'm getting ready to play a clip from Kwame Ture. So this particular clip that I'm going to play from Kwame Ture is entitled Pigs, FBI, and Organization. That sounds like a good topic to fill in this gap. So let me go ahead and play that clip. And for everyone that's listening, that's planning on joining us, either by coming on and saying a few words live on OC The Great, you should have received a clip. If you're a link by text, it's going to say StreamYard. You're going to click that StreamYard link in 20 minutes and come on into the discussion. If you don't want your face to be shown, you can choose to just click where your mic will be open and don't start the cam. And if you want your face to be shown on YouTube, then you'll do the same. You will, of course, show the cam. So with that, without further ado, I'm going to play this clip from Kwame Ture for this radio show. And then at 8 p.m. Eastern to 10 p.m., I'm sorry, 8 p.m. Central to 10 p.m., 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific, we go live on OC the Great in just 20 minutes. Black Power.
The positive role in our struggle, of that there is no question. And of course, I myself would never be a Supreme Court judge, nor would never be a part of the system in any position. But I would say that at least while being inside that system there, he still kept his integrity.
I, William Jefferson Clinton, do solemnly swear.
The American capitalist system, as a backward system, has a way of presenting history as if history is made by one man, one great man, one great woman. And that this great man, this great woman comes along and directs the dumb masses who follow them for whatever reasons, and they light up the way to show the people how to go in the darkness. So whenever you study, for example, the American Revolution, you say George Washington, that means you know everything. You say Abraham Lincoln, even in recent years of the struggles here, you could say Martin Luther King, you see. The attempt is to make it appear as if history is made indeed by these a great person. And, of course, with the concession of Martin Luther King, usually our history is not made by us, but really made by one great person outside of our race, usually a great white man. Thus, in the Civil War, we did absolutely nothing. It was Abraham Lincoln. As a matter of fact, recently, some lot of garbage is written in books by people who call themselves historians, making it appear as if we have to thank Lyndon Baines Johnson for the advancement because he signed the Civil Rights Bill. Of course he signed it. But while he was signing it, we were in the streets burning the country down. You better hurry up and sign it. Burn the whole country down. Do it quick. But if you're not careful, you will thank Lyndon Baines Johnson. That's, of course, Clinton. You know, after all, born in Arkansas, people are indeed limited by their ideologies. And he is born in Arkansas, and he is raised there, you know, and we all know Arkansas. We know Arkansas very well. We know it's a racist culture to the bone. So he comes as a knight in white shining armor. He thinks that he too will come like an Abraham Lincoln and, you know, Lyndon Baines Johnson. After all, he too was from the South and and may have been a Carter, you know, but our people cannot depend upon any one man, not even Malcolm X. Our people can depend only upon the masses of our people properly organized in a determined, uncompromising, relentless struggle against the enemy. This is the only thing that gives us victory. So in the very first instance, I have to be against all this nonsense as if Bill Clinton is going to do so much for us. One, Clinton himself makes errors, great errors, political errors. For instance, he thinks that people voted for him and not against Bush. This is a great error. This is a great error. It's a great error. I've seen it happen many, many, many times politically, that people get caught up in a certain movement and not understanding the times of the movement. If they are representing that movement, they think they are the movement. Clinton doesn't understand anything at all about history. He's going to make abominable errors. When Nixon ran again, talking about the vote of the Africans, the importance of the significance, rather, the significance of the African vote in this election, when Nixon ran against Kennedy, it was the Africans that put Kennedy into power. If you remember correctly, Martin Luther King was in prison in Alabama at that time, just before the election, and then the law came here, came this shining Kennedy, who made a telephone call into the jail to find out about Martin Luther King, and then called Mrs. Martin Luther King and Reverend Martin Luther King Sr. and told them, I've just spoken to Martin Luther King, everything is fine. And they called a press conference and said, look what Senator Kennedy has done. We encourage all Africans to vote, and everybody voted for Kennedy. All the Africans. And if you look, Kennedy didn't win by this wide margin that all these historians mystify. He won by a very slim margin against Nixon. So Nixon knew it was us, you know. But if you look at the Africans in the Democratic Party, now I'm not a Democrat. I've never voted in my life in the Democratic Party, and I never vote in the Democratic Party. It's racist and it's capitalist to the core. This is understood. And I shed my blood. I shed my blood for the vote now. I want to make that clear. Some people get confused. The vote for me has never been the road to liberation. It's only the means of organizing my people. I know that. I've seen, I was a young man in Harlem when they disbarred Adam Clayton Powell Harlem had no representation. We continued to eat and sleep and take drugs and continue life just like always when Julian Bond was elected, when we were young and sick in Atlanta, Georgia, and they refused to see him because of his position against the war in Vietnam. The Africans in that area, his congressional district, continued life just as we've not been having any mayors, and we've been having life, and even with the mayors now, the quality of life has not improved at all. So I've known the voters never what? You vote for once in 4 years, and that's your political responsibility? That's the height of bourgeois propaganda, making the people politically irresponsible, thinking their irresponsibility is limited to a one-day vote. Well, politics is every day of the every minute. You have to be aware of what's going on, not voting on one day. So the voters never meant anything. So I'm not a Democrat. But one thing is clear. Jesse Jackson, undeniably, has done more for the Democratic Party than any other African in this country. This is an objective fact. More than Ron Brown, certainly. More than Vernon Jordan, certainly. For the Democratic Party, I'm speaking. Of course, every African that Jesse registers is, by definition, an African. I understood this even in my early days for SNCC. I said, look, are we working for the Democratic Party? I said, I don't do that. Yeah, I'm a revolutionary. I can't work for the Democratic Party. But every African you registered is voting Democrat. That's the rule. So this man, Clinton, comes to power and thinks that he can decide which African he will deal with. He's going to get his own Africans. He thinks he's going to tell us which African he's going to pose upon us. I say, I'm not a member of the Democratic Party, but I know if Jesse Jackson has less power than every other African Democrat in this country, he has more influence over voting Democrats than any other African in the country. That's a fact.
We've come from disgrace to amazing grace.
Number one, we must look properly at the difference between mobilizing and organizing. This becomes very, very confusing in this country, especially around the African question. Martin Luther King was a great mobilizer. He was not an organizer. He was very short on organizing. As a matter of fact, you can see this clearly. While there's no question that King was the most popular Baptist preacher in this country, he could never become head of the Baptist Convention, even though he wanted to. As a matter of fact, if you go and check history, I think it was in 1964 or 5, when he tried to become president of the Baptist Convention, National Baptist Convention, against Jackson, Reverend Jackson, not Jesse Jackson, other Jackson, who was head of it, the tension was so high that a man was killed at that convention, thrown off the stage during the furor. Yes, it's there. These are facts. These are history. These are history, and you should do it. It's good. And the King never won it. The King was a great mobilizer. This was indeed one of the great differences between SCLC, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, King's organization, and the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC, which I was. We were organizers. To be an organizer, you must be a mobilizer. But being a mobilizer doesn't make you an organizer. Malcolm X was a mobilizer and an organizer. Jesse Jackson came into King's movement as a mobilizer, not as an organizer. So when even if you look today, there are very few organizers out here. There are very many mobilizers. People can come and have an issue and mobilize the people easily. That's understandable. We are the most oppressed sector in the country. So any little thing, you know, police shoot one of us today, all right, come make some noise. It's easy to do that. But to sustain the action, to really get an armed force to protect yourself against the police, you understand, that's a different situation completely. So when we judge Jesse, we must judge him within this mobilizing aspect, but also within the character of our community. Ours is not an organized community. It is, in fact, a mobilized community. Look at what happened in Los Angeles in 1992. Well, in 1965, we did the same thing, and there's no qualitative improvement. Just quantitative. It's bigger, more damage. We've got more hatred against the enemy, but no qualitative improvement. No more organized than we were in 1965. Thus, Jesse himself, to criticize Jesse for this, is not to properly understand the political atmosphere scientifically in our community. So Jesse is just riding on mobilization. And not only that, most of the people who criticize him, they themselves don't belong to any organization. They don't even mobilize. Histories are ideologies, unless we break through them, like Fidel Castro, a member of the aristocracy, breaks through it, fights for the masses, divides up his father's farm, first farm to be divided among the masses. So unless you crash through it, you're obviously a prisoner of it. And Jesse Jackson is a prisoner of his history, of a member of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and of constantly trying to walk within the footsteps of Martin Luther King. And it's not an easy job. King himself would never have joined the Democratic Party. And publicly he's always said that. He said he always felt that somebody needed to be outside putting pressure on. Jesse thought that he can go in the inside and put pressure on in the inside, given the changing conditions since the time of King. After all, during the time of King, Africans couldn't vote in the South. If they voted, the terrorist groups would lynch them, burn their houses, etc. We know the history of America. So now the situation has changed. Africans are voting. So Jesse says, okay, the situation is not like the was with Dr. King. At Dr. King's time, he was right. But now since they're inside, we have a pressure which we can only stand and put the pressure on. So now, whether you accept Jesse's thesis and strategy or not, at least you can see some political logics to it. Now, the role he plays in there, that's where the problem comes. He's in a new ball game, that is, a political party. He's not in the streets making demonstrations. But he brings the same street character into the political arena, the Democratic Party. So now his problem is to how to use this character to try and benefit some gains for the people. So if these gains are just for the minute, some baseball people here getting some franchise or some individual advancements as a result of mass struggle, at least he understands this from his background. That is his earlier struggle. This is the way it was. So now perhaps he's hoping to open up the arena as it goes. My major criticism against Jesse Jackson is a political criticism. I'm a revolutionary, and a revolution has no sentiment at all. So when people are criticized, it must be their political actions. My major criticism against him is that his lack of organizing at least the Africans inside the Democratic Party. If at least he would organize those Africans inside the Democratic Party, put his energies to it, but he refuses because of the contradictions that he has inside of there. He has less power than any of the other Africans. He has less power in the Democratic Party than David Dinkins, because David Dinkins is the mayor. He has less power even than Andrew Young inside the Democratic Party. He has no power inside the Democratic Party. He has influence among the Africans who vote there, and this influence, because he speaks for their aspirations, is what he uses as a bargaining weapon. It's the same process of the 60s. That's all I'm saying. So he has not changed his strategy. And those who are attacking him, they have not changed their strategy. So what they're attacking is the person of Jesse. So they think Jesse is playing the role incorrectly. If they were in that role, they would not do it this way. They wouldn't do it that way. But I'm condemning the whole role. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that he must stop mobilizing and start organizing, because power is the organized masses. That's the only way you get power, not from a television camera. Some of these reform leaders think that political power grows out of a television lens camera. And the more cameras they got, the more power they get, you know. But power comes from the organized masses. Fidel Castro was a great man, and everyone in the world recognizes that. We have said of Fidel Castro, and it's true, President Sekou Touré says that at any given moment, the best traditions of any people may be represented by all of them, a majority of them, a minority of them, or one of them. And if Fidel Castro is the only human being that represents humanity at its best, humanity will never be diminished one iota. Fidel Castro is a man of great stature and great comprehension. A little island like Cuba. He has himself leaped beyond this island of Cuba. He is known everywhere throughout the world, and he's respected everywhere throughout the world except by capitalist pigs. Everywhere. America has no right to talk to Cuba. Cuba can teach America so many things. America says that it's one of the richest countries in the world, and even demeans Cuba because it's one of the poorest. Yet the conditions of health of a child in Cuba is better than the conditions of health of any child in America. From the child that child is born until it dies, it will have a doctor in its community that will monitor every movement it makes, free of charge. Because Fidel Castro understands that the most important thing in a society is the quantity and quality of the people and their rising level of consciousness, that they have, first of all, a responsibility to other Cubans before they have a responsibility to themselves. America is the exact opposite. Doctors to Africa than America and all of Western Europe together have sent. We're not even talking about freedom fighters. When I first went to Africa in the 1960s, I was shocked. Among all the liberation movements, PAIGC and Guinea-Bissau, Frelimo, MPLA, among all of them, I found Cuban combatants there teaching them, even sometimes fighting and dying with them. Fidel Castro, we have to respect him. We are Pan-Africanists, and Fidel Castro is a Pan-Africanist of the highest order. When Angola was bleeding and the racist pigs in South Africa invaded Angola, Fidel Castro sent the sons and daughters of Africa, sent those Cubans there whose bloodstream has Africa tied to it, to go and defend Africa. To go and defend Africa's dignity. Fidel Castro. That's why the African community here, we instinctively love him. When Fidel Castro came to America at the United Nations, he came to live at the Theresa Hotel in Harlem. No other president has ever done that. That's the honor he paid to us. And he paid us that honor because we instinctively supported him. We always instinctively support justice. And we know that Fidel Castro is undergoing a just struggle, a struggle for independence, a struggle to be not under the hegemony of American imperialism like all the other puppets in the Caribbean. When America says jump, they say how high. Fidel Castro is concerned of one thing, making sure that the national resources of his country serve the priority of the well-being of his people. Go to these other countries. They sell whatever they have. As a matter of fact, their leaders are sorry, slavery is over. Tourism is properly controlled by the Cuban Communist Party. Properly controlled. I mean, they're making experiments with it, but they themselves are in the position of controlling and has within a limited aspect because at this point it's only experiments. Of course, U.S. capitalism is hoping that through this, this will happen, but it's just a fight always. And you go into a ring, you fight, you're convinced you will win, the enemy is convinced they will win. We will see. But I think the attack here, the political attack, is what I want to speak of. Under this political attack, it appears that because the people in Cuba are poor and they have nothing to eat, that they'll be disgruntled. Vietnam defeated America. Defeated America. And I was in North Vietnam. I had one of the greatest honors of my life. I had lunch with Ho Chi Minh in North Vietnam when American planes were bombing North Vietnam. One of the greatest honors of my life. And the Vietnamese who fought America, they fought America, and every Vietnamese soldier had not one bowl of rice a day. That was their ration. And they whooped America. What does not having food have to do with a fight when you're down? Matter of fact, the poorer you are, the more determined you are in the struggle. So if America keeps thinking that because now the Cubans will only have one bowl of rice, the Vietnamese defeated them on one bowl of rice. The Cubans defeat them on half a bowl. Haiti is a very, 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 very important island in the Pan-African struggle. Haiti brings pride to Africans who know history. In 1803, Haiti was the most democratic country in the world. It was the only country in the world that did not allow slavery on its borders. The only country in the world.
Uhuru, sisters and brothers. The first thing I want to say is that I love you. And the second thing I want to say is that we can win. We will win our liberation. And in order to win our liberation, we have got to think positively. We have got to believe that we can win. And if we don't believe that we can win, we're whipped before we start. We've got to realize what dangers exist, and we've got to look at those dangers realistically. We can't afford to have a subjective, distorted, irrational fear. We've got to look at the obstacles to our liberation coolly and clearly, and to develop ways to get rid of those for us to struggle, for us to fight for our liberation and for our nation.
Black power, black power, black power, brothers and sisters. I'm getting ready right now. We're getting ready to come on to the OC The Great Show. That is OC The Great, one word, Face TV on YouTube. We're getting ready to go live in 1 minute. We're going to continue this broadcast. What we need you to do with now, brothers and sisters, is to call, is to hit that link. I think I got Brother Tutmos on the line. Brother Tutmos, Brother Michael, I can hear y'all. Let me see. I can see y'all both. I see y'all both in the queue on the radio show. But what I need you guys to do is to hit that link, that StreamYard link, as we're getting ready to go live in 1 minute on StreamYard. Black Power, y'all caught that? Hold on. Tell me to try again. They got somebody else. I guess they're getting ready to get them on out of there. Major TV. Dead Mode, can y'all hear me?
So they were struggling to get a few feet on it, and of course we were shattered. It was like a death in the family.
Oh, shit.
I was just totally numb.
Oh, snap. Okay. Yeah, click that link, brothers and sisters, on the stream, y'all link, as we're going live on YouTube right now. So what we're going to do as far as the new Black Panther party, I'm going to go ahead and turn the volume up on OC the Great, and the audio is only going to be heard from this StreamYard broadcast. This YouTube broadcast that's taking place on OC the Great for this fundraiser for Brother Ozone. So sit back and listen for you who are listening on the radio, and for those of you who are tuning in to see us live, we should be going on right now. We're already in the queue, and we are ready. So that's what time it is. Black power, black power. Let's see how we're going to do this. See how we're going to do this, brothers and sisters. Have some other people on from a. Here we go. It might be low right now, but give us a second.
Appreciate y'all coming through and showing up. You know what I mean? It's always good to have a soldier that can crack a joke and make you laugh during the heat of the battle. You know, and break a little tension out there. You know?
It's all good. It's all good. Peace to the guys.
All right, peace to the God. Thank you, man.
All right. That was New Year King and Major TV, you know, in the building, holding it down. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all enjoyed it. You know, New Year King always have a good story. You know what I'm saying? He does, you know. Then Major TV, he always bringing the wisdom, you know what I'm saying, and a different side to it, you know. So that's real. So, we're going to pop into the next, you know what I'm saying? So, actually, I just had Chris Muhammad in the building, you know, so she probably got to come right back in. And I don't know what happened to her. She came in and she fell right back out, you know. So, that is the next guest, you know what I'm saying? And she got some people coming with her, you know. So, I would say last time she was on with the fundraiser, people just whipping out like hundreds, left to right, hundreds. Don't name hundreds, don't name hundreds, hundreds, hundreds. Oh, so if that's the energy that she loves, I say, y'all come on with it. Y'all come on with it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the sister got the fire, you know what I mean? And she definitely gonna bring it. So,
Black Power. Black Power, Black Power. I got you playing on the widescreen. I had you playing on my tablet, and I had you playing on my phone. Can you hear me? I'm breaking up. Oh, no, we can't hear that. Can you hear me now?
You're breaking up.
Oh, snap. I'm going to have to do this from the phone, I bet. All right. So we have I'm going to do it from the phone, OC. I'm going to have to do it from the phone. I'm going to have to come in from the phone. I'm going to have to come on in from the phone. Give me 1 second.
Sound better?
I'm trying to do a bunch of things at once. I'm coming in from the phone now. I'm coming in from the phone. Is that better? Mic check. Is that better? Mic check, can you hear me?
I'm here.
I can hear you. Can you hear me? I'm on the phone now. I'm on the phone. Yes, sir, I'm on the phone, brother. I'm on the phone. Oh, snap, I'm here. Oh, man, they tripping on me again. Bring me back in now. Let me get that bear. No cameras in the studio. I'm back. Can you hear me now? Thank you, Kevin. Black Power, Black Power, can you hear me, OC? I can hear you. Can you hear me? That's cold. I don't know why. I'm right here. I'm right here. Mic check, mic check. Mic check. I don't know what's going on. I'm here. I'm here. Black Power, mic check. Mic check, can y'all hear me? Mic check, mic check. Microphone check. We're gonna try this one more time. Don't see the gray, can you hear me? Oh man, this is a craziness now. We're gonna try this one more time. StreamYard. This is crazy. I had it down. I've been trying to get in here. Lady Freedom's in the queue. Yo. Yo. Man, this thing wanna give me a hard time. I'm not going forward. We're gonna try this again. I don't know what to fucking do. I don't know if we can tell. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere, Freedom. Don't go nowhere, Freedom. This time is set aside for all of us. Can you hear me? Can y'all hear me? I can hear you. Can you hear me? Damn, it's cold. Freedom, call me on three-way.
from a local university reached out to me about a paper about police brutality and about how it is, it shouldn't be considered an act of domestic terrorism. And while we were discussing it, someone was giving me a reminder, hey, we got the fundraiser going on for Ozone, you're going to be in place, you're going to be in place. And I thought about it, you know, the term terrorism is handled in different terms depending on who it is, and the lines are not always exactly straight, and they're not always painted the same for everybody, right? So think about 9/11, and the people who tried to stop a domestic terrorist from doing something to them were terrorized. Had it been what they try to make it be about Brother Ozone, even if he was still trying to protect him from one of these known domestic terrorists, he still deserves that.
Hello? Brothers and sisters, we have been having too much technical difficulty with trying to do this live from the phone. So what I'm going to do, we're going to have to end Black Power. We're going to end tonight's radio broadcast.